across Runcorn and Widnes, 24 hours a day, your radio station. This is Halton Community Radio.
Runcorn FC's FA Cup run at the 1938-39 season is infamous in the town and received much acclaim and press coverage in the national press. Although a lot of people know that Runcorn played Preston North End in the third round, very few people will know the story of that season's campaign. The Preston game was in fact Runcorn's eighth game in the FA Cup. Early in September of 1938, Runcorn had to play in the preliminary round of the FA Cup and they travelled to Llandudno, where they came away with a 4-2 win. Following that, in the first qualifying round on the 1st of October, Runcorn played a team called Linotype and Machinery, who listeners may remember from last week's 1967 archive, when they also played this team. This time in 1938, Runcorn ran away 9-3 winners. The second qualifying round took place on the 15th of October, and Runcorn travelled to Rhyl Town, where they won 4-1. And unbelievably, the third qualifying round gave Runcorn their third visit to Wales in the FA Cup for that season. And on the 27th of October, Runcorn beat Bangor, again 4-1. Which meant three visits to Wales, and on each occasion, Runcorn had scored four goals. In the fourth qualifying round, there was a tricky tie which cropped up, Runcorn at home to Darwin, but Runcorn ran out easy, 7-1 winners, which meant they were in the first round proper. In that first round, Runcorn were drawn at home to Wellington Town, and on the 26th of November 1938, with a 2:15 kick-off, Runcorn ran out 3-0 winners. The goals that day were scored by Fitton, Mason and popular player Jack Search. This gave Runcorn in the second round a home tie against Leedside Aldershot Town. This took place on the 10th of December 1938. Ray scored for Aldershot, but Long and again Mason and Fitton meant that the Cheshire side went through to the third round proper for the first time in their history. That third round proper was the famous tie with Preston North End. Runcorn lined up with Foxley, Lightfoot, Horton, Long, Thomas, Ashcroft, Dunn, Mason, Fitton, Captain Williams, Search, Fletcher and Buckley. No relation. The referee for the game was Mr. C. Carwell, and 10,100 people packed into Canal Street, giving the home side gate receipts of £941, not to be sniffed at in those days. The score for Preston in their 4-2 victory were Milne with 2, Much and Beattie, and for the home side it was Mason once again and Horton who got the goals that would be remembered with fondness by so many for such a long time.
A radio station run by the people for the people. This is Halton Community Radio.